From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Carl, it is great to have you back. We've got a great show for everybody today. We have country rock legend Lucinda Williams joining us later. Probably not my job. Very exciting. But first, before we get started with the fun and games, we've got to take a moment to pay tribute to Senator Joseph Lieberman, who announced his retirement after spending four terms assiduously alienating every single voter in his home state of Connecticut. Republicans, Democrats, Independents. In order to get some of them, he had to go to their houses and borrow books and never return them, but it worked. His work is now done, though. Now he's looking forward to leaving office and spending more time betraying his family. But we know you're all still eager to go to work, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Riverton, Utah.
Where is that exactly?
It's about 20 miles south of Salt Lake.
Oh, in the Great Valley. What do you do there?
I'm a mom.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I stay home with my kids,
and how
which
do you,
is really fun.
How do you enjoy that?
I love it.
Really?
Yes, I do.
You can be honest with us because, you know, we're all friends here. isn't there a moment every now and then where you just get a little crazy?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. Maybe a couple times a day.
All right. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, say hello to author, humorist, and hockey dad, Tom Beaudet, right there.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Tom.
Next, one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column is Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi.
And finally, host of the Too Beautiful to Live podcast, Mr. Luke Burbank.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Luke.
Elizabeth, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your own home answering machine, voicemail, whatever you got. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
He is a dictator. He can do a lot of things through the form of government they have. Maybe I shouldn't have said dictator.
That was Harry Reid, known in Washington as the Velvet Tongue. Welcoming what important world leader to our country this week?
Hu Jintao.
Exactly right. Hu Jintao, president of China. Very good. When China bought the United States, it came with a free state dinner and a tour of Washington. So President Hu wanted to take advantage of the offer before the coupon expired. Vice President Biden actually picked up Hu Jintao at the airport, which is either a sign of China's power or a sign of how little Joe Biden has to do. During the ride into town, Biden kept trying to talk to him, but Hu kept pushing the button to make the screen go up. Biden's up front driving like, hey, how you doing? Long flight? You know, back in Scranton, I used to eat a lot of Chinese. Oh, I guess you don't want to talk. Okay. Now, the two leaders had a joint press conference. It was interesting, a little combative for this sort of thing. President Obama talked about human rights, and President Hu just laughed and repossessed the microphones. And then they had the big state dinner on a Wednesday night in what might have been a subtle jab at our creditor of honor. It was really like the most American meal you could have. It was ribeye steak, lobster, apple pie, and a bald eagle served on an Abrams tank with a side of Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Take that!
No, actually, the Chinese actually requested an all-American night.
Did they really?
They did. They did. The Chinese delegation wanted to be treated to sort of the best of Americana. So,
or do they like American food? Is that where they go on Christmas Day? Because the only thing open is like a real clear image.
Yeah. Problem with eating American is 3 days later you're still not hungry.
Yeah.
And guess who else was there?
Who else was there?
Jackie Chan was there.
That's great.
Yes, and he promised he wasn't going to do any karate moves.
Wait, did we bring in Jackie Chan or did they?
Don't.
Because if we brought him in, that's kind of racist, right?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like somebody sat down at the list. It's like, okay, how many famous Chinese people do we know?
Well, that's the funny thing. It's like, oh, the Chinese premiere is coming. Let's get a lot of famous Chinese people that he can sit with. And he's like, you know, actually, I see Chinese people at home. I was actually interested in meeting this Snooki. I'm really enjoying her book. Right, where is she? Yeah. All right. Your next quote refers to the name of a big bill in the House of Representatives this week.
Whether it's job killing, job destroying, job crushing, job ending, job limiting, job hurting, job removing, job exterminating, or job do away with. The point is clear.
That was a spokesman for House Majority Leader Eric Cantor explaining that no matter what they were calling it, the House Republicans were determined to repeal what?
Obamacare.
Obamacare, known as the health care bill or Obamacare. Very good. Very good, yes. By immediately holding a vote on repealing the health care law, the Republican Party fulfilled its promise to its base to hold symbolic votes its base will like. The bill won't even get a hearing in the Senate, but Republicans were delighted to revisit the highlights of the health care debate. It was like one of those records you see advertised on late-night TV. You remember these hits? Death panels, socialism, government bureaucrats killing your grandmother.
And who can forget? What is this, Canada?
Exactly.
On the subject of which, you got to come up with a better country to represent the worst-case scenario for this country.
What do you want this to turn into, Canada?
Like that hellhole?
Have you been to Canada? It's freaking awesome.
I know.
They're pretty nice.
Next, the Republicans are going to bring up bills to repeal Social Security, the Toyota Prius, and the 2008 presidential election. All right, here's your last quote.
That's more than the average capacity of the human stomach and enough caffeine to stand in for a defibrillator.
That was a writer on Gizmodo reacting to the announcement that WHO will soon be offering a ridiculously large cup of coffee?
Starbucks.
Starbucks, exactly right. It will not be long now until you are able to walk up to your local Starbucks and order a Trenta, 31 ounces of iced tea or iced coffee, along with its traditional snack on the side, an entire chocolate cake. Americans who love both bargains and the opportunity to ingest things will flock to the Trenta, picking it up for those weary mornings when you don't so much want to drink your coffee as bathe in it. As Gizmodo points out, the Trenta will actually exceed the capacity of the average human stomach, but that's before, they point out, the stomach distends. And distending our stomachs is America's last remaining claim to greatness.
That's not a cup of coffee. That's a thermos of coffee, isn't it?
That's
like a quart, right? 32 ounces a quart.
That's a county fair dunk tank of coffee.
This is a cup of coffee so big, if you swim down into it, you'll find two Starbucks franchises at the bottom.
I just find it really amazing that somebody has gotten to the end of what was previously the largest size drink at Starbucks and thought, I'm going to need another one of those.
Yeah. How are you going to carry this? Like in a coffee Bjorn? You're going to strap it to your chest, walk around?
Right.
Carl, how did Elizabeth do on our quiz?
Elizabeth had three correct answers, Peter. And Elizabeth, that means you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Excellent. Elizabeth, thank you so much for playing.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye now.